Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello, everybody. It is the follow-up that we all knew we needed from Fox News. The Rhode Island Assistant Attorney General, whose arrest went viral earlier this past week after she seemingly tried to use her position to evade arrest, telling officers that they would regret putting her behind bars, she has been placed on unpaid leave.
Let's just leave. Let's just make it easy, okay?
No, that's not. Number one.
I don't want to arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us. Number two.
So let's leave. We got to go.
She's a f***ing lawyer.
I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a
Let's good go. For you.
What What's are you wrong? Probable cause to detain me for?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
No, I'm an AG.
Her badge
you're
is in the car. You want to go get a badge?
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it.
Okay.
I'm an AG.
Still the best part.
I love when she's trying to say, I'm an AG. And she only gets the A out before the door slams.
Slam.
She's been placed on unpaid leave. It is unclear how long Flanagan will remain on unpaid leave until a final determination is made on her employment. The Attorney General's office did not respond to additional questions about its ongoing review of the matter or when it might make a final decision.
How long does it take to review the matter? The whole thing's caught on tape.
She is making $113,000 in her job as an assistant AG.
Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Okay.
Good for you. I don't give an S.
How many...
I'm an AG.
Good for you.
That's my favorite part. Good for you.
I don't give an S. I couldn't care less.
Did you hear this? A food canning hobby has gotten one New Hampshire man into a pickle. See what I did there? Daniel Mowry's been giving away his homemade goods for decades, but city officials now say he's breaking the law. Sweet Daniel Mowry makes jellies, tomatoes. He does bread and butter pickles. My grandma used to make those. My God, I miss those. He cans all of this stuff. He pays for the supplies himself. It just brings him joy. Then he gives it away. Quoting here from Mowry, we were brought up poor, so our family's always canned. Everything came out of the garden, and that's the way it was.
And now they're saying he can't?
Get out.
Get out. Now.
The Manchester Health Department sent him a cease and desist letter last week. He says, by the way, what he wanted to tell them is not worthy to put on television.
But, quote, I was not happy.
They want him to get a permit and commercially license his kitchen.
And here's why I think this is wrong. He's not selling it. He's giving it away. If I bake cookies in my kitchen at my house... And
you bring them to me.
Some new people move into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I bring them over and I say, you know, I wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Here's a batch of cookies.
Yeah.
My name's Scott. I'm going to be the one who unhooks your hose in the winter.
Trespassing on your property
when you're not looking.
Least expected. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not using my kitchen for commercial purposes. How can you require me to get a license?
The problem is that word got out that he was doing this and they decided they didn't like it. The same thing happens here, and it's horrible, but whenever they put up these food drives out in the middle of a park for homeless people, the first thing that happens is the food department comes in and shuts it down because you could be giving people food poisoning.
Who are the joy killers in this world?
Well, do you know They're me and my liquid jelly, which, by the way, this is the first year I'm not going to be able to can that
Thank God.
Crab apple jelly.
Darn it. Merciful Jesus.
Anyway, I gave that out to all kinds of people, and I don't think anyone ever got sick. Was I breaking the law?
Nobody ever used it.
It was the best liquid jelly you've ever had. My neighbor last night.
It was a soft drink.
My neighbor last night brought us a loaf of zucchini bread. I had not had zucchini bread since my grandma passed, God rest her soul.
Never heard of it.
And she said, oh, God, it's good. It's like banana bread.
With zucchini.
Yeah, you get the idea. And so she brings it over.
It wasn't hard to piece the two together.
It was incredible. But I don't think that she should have to register her kitchen with the city.
Well, if...
Oh, is that my jelly? That makes me so happy.
It's been 6 years.
Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah. I have one from 2019 and one from 2023.
Don't you ever get rid of that.
And both are equally liquid.
I feel like someday it might harden.
Wait.
I'll eat it. Bring it in here.
I heard that.
Sam.
It's probably alcohol by now.
Sam, look in the jar.
Uh-huh.
Do you see any hints of mold?
No, mold free. But
no,
it has been sealed.
There's so much sugar
that
in there.
That is 6 years old.
I know. It's pure sugar. It's natural fruit sugar, which is supposed to make it harden. But in my case, it never did.
It never does. At some point, don't you think that there would be mold in there?
No.
Why?
Because it's sugar. Does your sugar mold when you've got sugar in a...
It's because of bacteria creates mold. It's been sealed. That's why it's not moldy.
You never once opened it?
I have never opened it.
No. Oh, okay.
I'm afraid to.
By the way, for the city of Manchester, this is what they say about poor Mr. Mowry. We'll see you at the alderman meeting. Now the aldermen are involved.
Uh-oh. Not the alderman.
You done ticked off the alderman. Read the orders.
Read them and understand them.
They're probably just mad that they're not getting the $4.12 off of the taxes that they would be getting if somebody went to the grocery store and bought a jar of pickles.
But again, I go back to my original point. He's giving this food away for free.
Uh-huh.
This is akin, it's not even akin to a lemonade stand with some little girl.
Where they want her to have a business license.
Because the lemonade stand is actually making money. And again, you know, I think these are city officials or police officers with way too much free time and not a lot of common sense. But he's making it and giving it away for free.
I have met a couple of different garage brewers over the years, and I realize it's a little bit different because it's alcohol.
Yeah.
However, I've asked, like, hey, yeah, can I get a case of that? Like, I'll pay you. And they're like, well, first of all, I can't sell it. And
they can't
even give it to you.
Yeah.
You can come over and drink it all you want to.
Come over and drink it.
But if I give it to you, I am giving you a controlled substance.
I had a friend learn how to make wine, which, by the way, is like with beer, it is an entire... It looked like he had a chemistry
it's a process.
Set in the
it's
basement.
Like, it's a very niche kind of hobby.
Very, like, high-level math involved in that stuff.
Have you ever drank somebody else's homemade beer?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, I don't think so. There's, like, brew labs all around town that will teach you how to do it.
The ones that I tried were pretty good.
If you do it correctly. Really? Yeah. I think it's hard to do. Now everyone's on the sourdough kick because of Taylor Swift. And I said to Johnny the other day, I want to make sourdough. Except that. Apparently, that's also very chemistry-y.
I want to see you try.
I know.
Is it hard?
Sourdough is very difficult
yes.
to make.
Why?
It's the yeast and the rising and the...
Once you figure it out, it's incredibly easy. It's the figuring it out that's very
difficult. That's what I kept reading. People said, and you have to buy something called a Dutch oven. I don't even know what that is.
It took Mary Beth and I... Well, I say Mary Beth and I. It took Mary Beth,
That's when he farts and pulls the sheets
I'm
over.
Aware.
Oh.
Do you know how to make sourdough?
Yeah. We've made like 10 loaves.
Stop it. Will you teach us?
I mean, we're not great at it yet, but we're getting pretty good.
Okay. How long it's taken you all 10 loaves to kind of figure it out?
The first three were not edible.
Where do you get your starter?
Well, we made it.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. My favorite student in the front row. And I say we. It was
I know what
her.
He's gonna. I know what he's going to say before he even says it.
Yes. Sorry.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
You're
going to
say, why don't you just go to the store and buy a loaf of bread?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Do I know you better than anyone or not?
Because it's better when you make it at
It's more fun to make it. Will you bring me some of your bread? Oh, fresh sourdough is so good.
Well, we got rid of all of our starter when we moved, but in 4 to 6 weeks when we have more, sure.
It's starter is basically a living, breathing bacteria, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Scott.
You didn't answer my question.
I can't answer that. We could just go to the store and buy bread, but warm sourdough straight out of the oven.
So you could just go to the store and then bring it home, put it in the oven for a few minutes, warm it up, and it's already warm.
I want to master sourdough. There are classes, Sam. Like, you can go to these places, and I think they're booked. They're booked.
When I worked at a place that sells coffee and bread and sandwiches and stuff like that, it was often my task in the middle of the day to make more bread because we had sold out of whatever they had made overnight. And I would pay for it. I would always go and get an extra little ball of sourdough and put it on the tray. And the second that thing came out of the oven,
down the hatch. Would it be frowned upon, like Mr. Mosley here that's about to go to the pokey because he's giving away his canned beans, would it be frowned upon for you, I don't know, to grab a piece of dough and I will pay for it. I'll pay for it. Stick it in the oven and then bring us warm sourdough here, which is kind of cheating because it's all that's already pre-made, right?
Well, yeah. I don't work there anymore, though.
At all? Ever? Like once a month or any of that?
No, I haven't worked for that establishment since 2014.
That was Panera. That was like his high school job.
Oh, I thought you meant the other place. Then it would
you
be.
You think the gas station sells fresh sourdough?
I didn't know. I thought you were talking about the gas station.
QT's menu's gone high
they
end.
He said sandwiches, and I'm in.
They have renovated, and now we have QT Kitchens.
I love the QT Kitchen.
But no.
He's talking about when he was at Panera.
Well, then yes, it would be awkward for you to pop in there and be like, hey, can I make some sourdough? I heard Taylor Swift's into it.
Longtime employee, 7 years ago. Probably more than that now.
Why does my key card not work?
You said you were there in 2014. That was 11 years ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Math is hard. I get it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, story here from the New York Times. Southwest Airlines is changing another long-standing seating policy. Beginning in January of next year, the airline will require passengers who, quote, encroach upon the neighboring seat to proactively purchase an additional ticket, which might not be refunded. Previously, passengers could either pay the cost of an extra seat ahead of time and later receive a refund, or show up at the airport and request an extra seat at no charge, which made Southwest a carrier of choice for many
passengers. There's a refund policy. So hear me out, Scott. If you need an additional seat, they're now saying, here's the change in policy. You pay for it now up front. If on that flight there is at least one free seat open, you can request a refund and you will get it. So basically, you get two seats, but you only have to pay for one. if there is any additional seat on the plane because it wasn't sold out.
But what if you don't know the policy? Because I had no idea that there was a dual seat policy prior to their recent changes, and I flew Southwest almost exclusively, and the number of times that I got half a seat was pretty high.
Sam,
and I'm not
know.
A small person.
I would think I would be so self-conscious about that if I was in that boat, and I don't, you know, envy anyone who is, my heart breaks. But if I was in that situation, I think you would know the policy ahead of time.
Define encroaching upon somebody else's seat.
You know it when you feel it.
Okay. What if I'm just a big guy? Like, for example, you and I have had the pleasure and privilege of knowing some Chiefs players over the years.
Yeah.
Tim Grunhard, who is in great shape.
Yep.
And has actually lost weight since his playing days. But he's a big guy.
Any of those old retired football players are. I'm not saying he's old, but I'm just saying they don't go out weighing 96 pounds onto the field of play.
Tim Grunhard is probably, I don't know, 6'3", 6'4". And he's just a gigantic human being. It's not because he's not taking care of himself. He is. But my guess would be that if I was sitting next to Tim Grunhard, I would look like a little kid.
Advocates for plus-size travelers are disappointed by the policy change, with one group called the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance telling the New York Times that Southwest has, quote, been a beacon of hope for many fat people who otherwise wouldn't have been flying. That is their quote, not mine. A beacon of hope for many fat people who otherwise wouldn't have been flying. Jeff Jenkins, a travel influencer and founder of the Chubby Diaries, also said in a statement to USA Today that the stipulations of the refund policy would be worrisome for plus-size travelers, as you might not know whether the flight is technically full prior to departure. It's just more anxiety to an already high anxiety experience.
Sam, when you're on a plane, you and I have never traveled together. You're 6'5"?
6'5", yep.
Okay. Is it fair to say that at least your legs encroach on other people's turf?
My shoulders, my arms, my legs, certainly, yeah. My waist does not, but just the sheer size that my thighs are, yes.
Okay, because you can't, I mean, you have to, forget the term.
Manspread.
You have to manspread, because if you were just to sit straight, your knees would hit the back of the seat.
That
correct?
Is correct. I would not be able to feel the lower half of my legs when I arrive.
I will say this. If you are asked to purchase the seat up front, I mean, I told you how expensive it was to go fly to see mom and dad over Thanksgiving. My jaw hit the floor. Let's say...
You do realize you could have booked a private jet.
Yeah. Let's say it's $600 round trip to go wherever you're going, from Kansas City to LA, $600. You're now saying that up front, I have to pay $1,200. And if the flight isn't full, which I have no control over, they'll kick me back $600 in some rebate down the road. But basically, you're dinging me twice regardless up front.
Well, but are you taking up more than one seat?
Yes.
You could see the airline's argument here.
I know.
You know, we sell real estate in the air. That's what they do, right?
Yeah.
And if we could make off those two seats $1,200, but you're only paying $600, and forgive the term, texter from last week, you're a big one. We're losing $600 on a rather fickle industry to begin with.
Listen to this as someone who lost weight. They write in, as a former customer of size, COS is what they're calling them, I will forever be grateful for Southwest's compassionate and kind COS policy of the past. It allowed me to travel for business and advance my career without burdening my company with my extra seat needs, because Southwest would give the extra seat for free. I never even thought about that. If you're traveling for work, do you have to say to your company, I need two seats?
Mm. From the text line, just fly first class. First of all, Southwest doesn't have first class. I don't think I've ever been on a Southwest jet that had first class.
They do not.
And first class is not cheap. It's extremely expensive. From what I understand, I have never flown first class. And probably never would. Because you know, when they board first, and then the peasantry like us have to come on board.
If you sat in first class, you know, would
they
you look
never,
up?
They never look up.
Would you look up if you sat in first class?
No.
I wouldn't either.
here come the riffraff.
Time to
pretend like I'm reading here down. While I sip my champagne. I'm going to pretend to read.
Warm towelette for my face.
Warm towelette. 913-586-7798 if you want to weigh in. Southwest is now saying we're changing the rules. We used to be larger, plus-size person friendly. Now, if you want to fly on our airline and you, quote, encroach into another seat, into a neighboring seat, their words, not mine, you have to pay for a second seat. Go ahead.
In an ironic twist, as Americans on average have gotten larger, the seats on average have gotten smaller.
Don't we all to some extent encroach? I mean, my legs take up the whole seat. I don't have a ton of room on the right or on the left.
I try to minimize myself. I literally fly like this.
Fly like this with your shoulders hunched.
With my hands on my knees and my shoulders hunched in as close as I can get them.
Oh, I just apologize the second we sit down. I'm sorry. I got big elbows.
I'll tell you this, Sam. If I didn't know you, right, and I saw you get on a plane, no offense, because you're a fit guy.
Pray to God I didn't sit next to you.
You're a fitness instructor now. You're in good shape. But if I saw you get on the plane, I would pray to God.
Please keep walking.
The seat next to me is not occupied by Sam Stevie.
I get it.
And I'm just being honest.
No, I'm not offended.
I mean, you have broad shoulders and you're 6'5". 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. You know, weather people always trying to be trendy. Does abundant sunshine mean mostly sunny?
No, I will not disparage abundant sunshine. I just said to Sam, how often do you hear the word abundant when it's not directly prior to the word sunshine? And I don't know that I could answer that question.
Well, how many times in your life do you think you've used the word abundant? How much do you love me?
Abundantly.
Now, I've used abundance quite a few times in my life.
That's an abundance of, what's an abundance of? Give me an example that
too
you would.
Too many?
No, but give me an example in a sentence that you would use that.
Well, you could say that there was an abundance of COSs on this most recent Southwest flight.
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't think people use abundant very often.
When you hear the word, does it make you want to absquatulate?
Yes.
Yes. Flee quickly. Evacuate.
By the way, Friday's word was petrichor.
Oh, petrichor.
Petrichor.
Oh, I like that.
Scott, do you remember what it means?
Absolutely don't.
All right. We've got callers waiting for the topic.
Okay.
Okay. Candace in Mission.
Hi, Candace.
We actually have an abundance of callers.
Yes, we do.
Candace, hello.
Hi. Well, I'm sure you have an abundance of callers. I have loved Southwest for, gosh, probably 15 years, business travel. I was just like that gal, Dana, who you read earlier, saying that she was heavier before and it allowed her to travel for business. I was exactly the same way. I don't need the accommodation now, thank God. But my boyfriend is just like Sam. He is 6'6", 6'7", with wide shoulders. And in fact, just today, I called Southwest to book flights for he and I, and I got him an extra seat for being tall.
Yeah.
So the extra seat, you know, I've seen people with injuries who need it, you know, like we're at an age now where he can't be cramped, you know, we're both in knee braces. We're at that age now. So I feel like I'm a little worried as to how Southwest is going to be after all these changes, because they're really removing a lot of the, you know, uniqueness that they had. But I just feel like overall airlines are not really accepting where humanity is.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, they could have rows where it's two seats and then people could pay like a 50% fare to be in one of those two seats, because there are not many people need two full seats. It's like just a few extra inches, right? So they could totally configure planes for that and make it tolerable for everyone, but nobody is doing any of that.
Candace, I've never had to. I'm only 5'11", 6 feet, whatever. And by the way, it's true. You start getting smaller.
You shrink.
The older, yes, it's true. Can you request an exit row seat for your boyfriend?
Not on Southwest because it's open seating. Now, what we have done is we get the early bird, but we have learned that so many people get the early bird
by the time
we get on the plane, those two magic seats are taken by somebody who's like 5'8".
But so. Southwest is moving toward assigned seating.
Yeah, yeah. And that will actually help. I think that will help us in that situation. So we will not be probably super impacted by this change in the extra seat policy. So that way he can, if we schedule early enough, we should be able to get him either a bulkhead or exit row without that seat in the front.
All right, Candace, have a great
afternoon.
Thank
you for the call.
Really appreciate it.
They are taking away everything that makes them special.
Yeah.
Except the attitude. I hope they keep that.
Me too.
And the fun little safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dana in Cass County. Dana, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Well, hello, Dana.
Love your name, Dana.
I love your name.
Yeah, I was just calling because I'm 5'8 and 140 pounds, so I'm on the thinner side. And I've been stuck in the middle seat with a hairy, thicker arm and a big-thighed person on the other side of me. And I'm kind of insulted that the airline wasn't like, hey, we're going to give you $50 because they are definitely in your real estate. But no, they're going to try to make money on people and not the people who are being inconvenienced.
Have you ever asked to move seats, Dana?
I have not because I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but I sat from Kansas City to Miami with a big, thick, hairy, sweaty arm on me questioning my purposes in life.
When I was coming back on that flight I was telling you about with my brother for my uncle's funeral, and gosh, 8 years ago, the flight was not empty. Or check that, the flight was not full. And I had this woman next to me who was completely in my space.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, should I ask for a separate seat? Because like I said, the plane was not sold out and I didn't want to hurt her feelings. So the 2.5 hour flight, 3 hour, whatever it is, from Charlotte, North Carolina to Kansas City, Missouri, because I didn't want to hurt her feelings and
I know.
Embarrass
her. And that person knows. You don't think that person doesn't know that they're encroaching on your seat space?
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Yeah. 91, go ahead, Sam.
We thought there were a number of jerks on the airlines right now. Can you imagine once this rule goes into... He's encroaching! He needs to get a second seat. You know what I mean? Like, if there's even the slightest...
Would you do that, though? I mean...
I would not.
I couldn't do that to somebody.
And again, what does it mean encroaching? Because I think if I sat down next to somebody and our shoulders are going to be touching, our thighs are probably going to be touching, but I'm in my own space.
And no, Texter, I don't know from 0575. We all know what 5'11 means, Scott, LOL. Am I missing a joke here?
Means you're 5'11?
Means you're inflating your height.
I said I was 5'11.
You know most men say they're 6 foot, even though they're not 6 foot.
I swear to God.
I know.
I used to be 6 feet tall.
Tell it to the judge.
Sam. I'll give you my medical.
As we get older, we hunch.
And the last time I went in for my physical last summer, the nurse practitioner said, you're now 5'11". You were 6 feet tall. And I said, oh God, what does that mean? And she goes, well, as people mature, they start to shrink.
It's those dang menisci.
And you're starting to shrink. And I'm like, Steve in Overland Park. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I used to be 6'4", and the last flight I took to California over the spring, it really was uncomfortable. But, you know, you just deal with it, and my legs get stiff. I think, basically, though, it's just... it's a business thing. And while I empathize with these people, you know, the fuel is weighed and the cost of fuel is, you know, constantly rising and, you know, they're weighing the baggage. And so if you have, you know, if you have a person that needs an extra seat and you're giving it to them for free, it's going to add up over time.
Fair point. It's a fair point. Steve, you said I used to be 6'4". What did that mean?
Well, I'm like in my 50s now, so I'm probably like, I don't know, 6'3½" or something.
I'm telling you, somebody on the text line, I can confirm this. I used to be 6'2". Now I am 6 foot even. you start to shrink. It's
oh, no,
a fact.
It's real, yeah.
Janet in DeSoto. Janet, hello. Good afternoon. Hello, Janet?
She was going to say the person who is being encroached upon should be compensated, which is what one of the earlier, I think that's what Dana had said in one of the earlier calls. Mm-hmm. You saw the photo that Carrie sent. You know, there was a much, much larger man completely into her seat. It just was. It just was.
That is, I can confirm that picture.
She was grumpy and irritable and had every right to be because he was in her space. But I don't, Scott, what is the answer? Because we're telling people you should be proactive mm-hmm. and book a second seat before you ever arrive. Well, he wasn't proactive on that day.
And there's a great question on the text line that just came in. Let's say that somebody is not proactive, okay? And the flight is sold out. It's full. Okay. He or she can't buy an extra seat.
Oh, and you're not getting a refund.
No, you're not. So what do you do then? Does somebody just fly in discomfort?
I don't know.
Go ahead, kick me off that plane. I'll have my lawyer call you.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is where...
And I'm not even a biggin.
Stop saying that. People get mad about that.
I know. I don't know what it is about that word. JC in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, you know what? I think that the airlines is creating a problem they can't solve. For one thing, we know that the United States is probably the most obese country in the world. So therefore, let's accommodate the passengers that we're transporting most often, which are us, and maybe remove a few seats and make them wider.
Like four or five per plane, JC?
Well, whatever. Like he said, that's what's going to happen. Kick me off the plane. I'll sue you as discrimination. I mean, really? Do you sign a waiver?
Weight is not a protected class.
I know. But how much money are they going to spend in court proving that? Because it's going to go to court. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're going to be sued. So, okay. Yeah.
All right, yeah, man. Hey, do appreciate it. Later. 913-586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. it's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Russia, step back a minute. Fighters from the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, over the weekend intercepted a Russian aircraft in the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone for the third time in the past week. One E-3 Sentry Command and Control aircraft, I have no idea what that is, two F-16 fighters and two KC-135s were dispatched to intercept and visually identify a Russian aircraft that was operating over Alaskan airspace. Mm-hmm.
Can we please have an adult conversation about the Cracker Barrel logo and why my Facebook feed is filled with memes and jokes about it? Did you read over the weekend, Scott, that their stock has dropped $250 million in value?
They lost $94 million in one day.
How? Over removing the barrel from Cracker and the guy in the overalls? Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that the new logo does not happen.
Who cares? Why is this a thing?
Cracker Barrel is making a promise to customers after its new logo sparked backlash from fans of the restaurant chain. I didn't know there was such a thing as a Cracker Barrel fan.
I didn't either.
It is a cult.
Last week, Cracker Barrel announced that as part of an ongoing makeover, the chain's new logo would ditch the barrel and the guy in the overalls. Instead, the new emblem features a simple design with just Cracker Barrel written on a gold background. The shape of the gold background and font have also been altered. The change had fans furious. The company's stock dropped $94 million in one day alone. On Monday, the company released a statement, quote, "We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. You've also shown us that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we always will be." Why not just go back?
Why does anyone care?
I'm calling it right now that it doesn't happen.
It is mediocre comfort food at best.
I think it was all publicity to begin with.
Sam, you would not do a publicity stunt and lose $250 million.
Yeah, you would be fired as a CEO if that was your stunt.
I guarantee you that their restaurants are full every single day right now.
Listen to this. Pizza Hut lost its red roof. Friendly's gutted its classic decor.
Mm-hmm.
Panera got sleeker, then they had a backlash. Why do we care when Kentucky Fried Chicken rebrands itself KFC? Why do we care?
Because I honestly believe that as Americans, we want what we've always had. As far as, remember when Coca-Cola became New Coke in 1985?
But they changed the taste. This is just a logo.
Not only the taste, but they changed the look of the can.
But you have to keep in mind, though, that stock prices are not an indication of how many customers are showing up at that establishment. They are solely an indication of the investors' reaction to the online chatter. And so they're seeing all of the memes, they're seeing all of the pushback, and for whatever reason, they are thinking, oh my gosh, we're about to lose a bunch of money, we better sell now.
Mm-hmm. They get cold feet.
Where's the stock price currently?
People are trying to make this political, they're saying this is woke. Look, I understand.
What's woke about
it? I understand the nostalgia of the Cracker Barrel. That people back in old-timey days, the crackers were actually in the barrel. Mm-hmm. Someone was trying to explain this to us on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No one our age or younger knows anything about that. It's like asking your children what the old rotary phone was. There's no connection with people our age and younger to the Cracker Barrel Country Store. It did not exist when we were... It just doesn't.
It didn't exist when we were kids.
It didn't exist when we were kids, so... Why the screaming over the loss of something that none of you listening have in your history?
I think I'm about to go buy myself some Cracker Barrel stuff.
Giving
advice.
Your great-grandparents might have remembered that time. Okay?
Maybe
your mom and dad when they were, if you're our age, when they were really little.
My parents grew up in New York City.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, why does anyone care? of all the things that I thought would create some huge headline-grabbing backlash,
This was not it?
No!
Why do people hate Nickelback?
They don't know. They just do.
Because they think it's cool to do so.
And then every time I go to a Nickelback show at the T-Mobile Center, it is sold out to the rafters.
My point exactly. So this drop in stock value is not an indication in how well the company is doing. Sure, it doesn't look great right now, but it will bounce back. I guarantee you their restaurants are more full right now than they were 2 weeks ago.
The old logo features an image of an old man leaning up against a barrel. An old man wearing overalls that we have no connection to, and a barrel that none of us listening have any connection to.
The restaurant chain is clearly trying to young it down. And the old man in overalls leaning up against a barrel is not a symbol of youth, of excitement. When people who are 25 years old see that, they think, well, this is an old person's restaurant, like a Furs or a Denny's. And they don't want to go.
Remember when we were growing up, the popular restaurants that just had crap on every square inch of the wall?
Yes, it's called Applebee's.
Signs and, but I mean, like, before, like, even Bennigan, Scott, there were restaurants that was their thing.
I actually like a lot of that because with Applebee's, and I don't care what you say, Applebee's is the Nickelback of restaurants.
It's eating good in the neighborhood.
It is eating good in the neighborhood. And they normally will have it to the decor is for the closest high school. Or closest high schools. Like, you know, they have helmets and jerseys up on the board and newspaper clippings and stuff like that. I like that. 913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.